Dr. Mark Hochberg is CEO of the College of Physicians of Philadelphia. He spoke to Terry yesterday about Gretchen Worden and her work at the Mutter Museum.
When you came to the College of Physicians to be its CEO, what did people tell you about the Mutter Museum and about Gretchen?
Terry, they didn't have to tell me anything. When you met Gretchen Worden, you were first thought you were meeting Jane Fonda, but then you realized there was a wonderful, warm personality with an incandescent 1,000-watt smile who just was immediately engaging. Gretchen had turned this museum into a magnificent museum that teenagers love. One of our greatest audiences is what Gretchen used to call sullen teenagers, young people who couldn't be dragged to a museum for anything except the interesting medical objects and exhibits drew them to the museum in huge numbers.
Let me tell you a story. After I interviewed Gretchen, my niece, who was an occupational therapist, came and visited me in Philadelphia, and I took her to the Mutter Museum. And this was a couple of summers ago. I think it was about 2 years ago. And one of the exhibits is an arm with smallpox on it. And my attitude is just like a layperson was like, wow, that's really ugly. It's really scary. It's really fascinating. Like, whoa, look at those sores. And and her attitude was that as a medical professional, she was supposed to be getting her smallpox vaccination soon because of terrorist threats. And I thought, wow, that's just like one small example of the difference between how a layperson like me would react to this stuff and how a professional like her would react to it. And I'm just wondering, as you know, as the CEO of the medical college, what your reaction is to like the people like me who are just there to say like, wow, that's really creepy, that's really interesting, that's really weird. It's not the medical professional approach. And I think one of the things from my perspective, one of the wonderful things Gretchen did with the museum was really to welcome people like me who just want to see the human body in all of its strange, mysterious ways, even the creepy ways.
Terry, when you tell me this story with your obvious interest and enthusiasm, my reaction is Gretchen still lives, because that's exactly what she hoped the viewers would take away. On a professional level, on a layman's level, she felt that these objects, a wax model of someone with smallpox, had innate interest and beauty and medical importance at many different levels. And Gretchen wrote in the beginning of her book on the Mutter Museum an introduction that said one of her goals was not only for the viewers or the visitors to look at all these objects, but the objects are also looking back at you, saying, what is your reaction? And by describing very different reactions to similar exhibits, Gretchen has achieved her goal, because she saw these innate objects as not only educational tools, but also a certain amount of beauty.
When she got sick, and I don't know whether you can answer this, and if you can, whether you'd feel comfortable answering this, but when she got sick, how she felt about the rebellion of her own body. You know, it's one thing to be an outside party looking at deformity or at the body in a state of rebellion, and it's another thing to experience that and to be trapped inside that body that is rebelling against you. How did she deal with that?
That's a great question. Gretchen was an ebullient personality, but the answer to that question you could only sort of read in her reaction. And her reaction to her illness was to say, my responsibilities to my museum. She was literally at her post last week at the museum, despite being clearly very ill. I think that her view is that illness and deformity is not an embarrassing, ugly thing. It's part of the human condition. And to some extent, I think she was able to cope with her own final illness with a certain amount of strength from the fact that this is the normal turn of events. It's not ugly. This is not to be something to be swept under the carpet or to be embarrassed about. And she was very, very proud of the fact that, for example, we have the plaster cast mold of the death mold of Cheng and Eng, the Siamese twins. And right below the plaster cast of their death mold is their conjoined liver, the liver where they were joined. That's why they came from Siam, and so that's why it became known as Siamese twins as opposed to French twins or Australian twins. And she would understand what it was like to live as a conjoined twin because she actually reached out to conjoined twins in America and got to know them and got to be their friends, invited them into the museum. The first, I believe, separation of conjoined twins, or one of the first, was by a fellow of the College of Physicians of Philadelphia, C. Everett Koop, who went on to do wonderful other things. And Dr. Koop really pioneered this. And so Gretchen and Dr. Koop had this incredible relationship where she would help conjoined twins understand what it was like from other conjoined twins. Her friendships are only now becoming known to us. We knew that she was an important person in Philadelphia, that she had a lot of friends throughout the cultural environment, but the letters and calls we've been getting are amazing. For example, she was a good friend of David Letterman's, and David Letterman had her on his show 3 times. Now, I guess if you're being on David Letterman's show once is not such a big deal, because if you're only there once and you don't get invited back, I guess he considers you a dud. He kept calling, kept asking her to come back. How did she react to her final illness? I think she was proud to join the long line of patients who understood, suffered, but ultimately were ennobled by their disease.
What happens to the museum now?
This is still a very difficult and tender time for the College of Physicians of Philadelphia. Gretchen is virtually our longest-standing employee. Again, she was there almost 30 years. But I think that her legacy will be that the museum will continue to thrive. And we believe she set it on a course that will continue for decades. The most touching tribute in terms of generation to generation is I noticed this today, a bouquet of flowers that arrived at the college. And, as you might expect, at the time of death, we get a number of bouquets of flowers. But I happened to notice the card, and I was stunned when I read the card. The card read, "In memory of Gretchen Worden, from the descendants of Cheng and Eng, the Siamese twins, who made our great-grandparents come alive for us."
Wow.
I mean, that is powerful to know that she reached out to the great-grandchildren of the Siamese twins. And, of course, none of us had any knowledge of that. But this is the kind of person who we are deeply grieving.
Dr. Hochberg, thank you so much. And I'm just really sorry, about her death.
Terry, you're very kind to replay her interview so we can all, again, hear her wonderful voice and the wonderful impact she's had on Visitors to Museum and your listeners.
Dr. Mark Hochberg, Chief Executive Officer of the College of Physicians of Philadelphia, speaking to Terry Gross. A memorial service for Gretchen Worden will be held at the College of Physicians of Philadelphia on Sunday, September 12th.